I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear viewers of I Love Islam, make sure you stay tuned or watch this program till the end. Today's topics will be regarding the Eid as well, inshallah. We've got some really nice discussions that we'll be having here. So many things we'll be able to learn, inshallah. But before we do anything else, should we quickly go for the quiz of the day?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Let's see what's the question for today. The question is, which month comes after Ramadan? I think it's an easy question. What do you think? Is it an easy one? Well, if you think it's easy, come on then, answer it. Alhamdulillah, in the studio, we have a few kids here. So first of all, let's go. Brother Arkam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah, thank you for coming, Arkam bhai. Next to you, we have another person, mashallah, regular face. And I have to say, may Allah ta'ala bless him. He came to every single program of I Love Islam in the month of Ramadan.
Mashallah,
Noman Raza. Well done. It was amazing. You know, it was like a roller coaster, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, coming to the program straight after school. How easy was it?
Hard.
It was challenging in the month of Ramadan. Remember, his kids, you know, mashallah, he kept all the fasts. Alhamdulillah, you kept all the fasts, yeah? Mashallah, this year he kept all the fasts. And he wrote a letter, well, obviously from parents. They had a letter to sign, a consent that, you know, my child can keep a fast during school as well. So that was something new, thing that started in that school. And he made the most of it by keeping all the fasts. MashaAllah, well done. May Allah Ta'ala accept your fasting. So during the month of Ramadan, whilst you're fasting, if you had a full day in school, after school, sitting here, well, MashaAllah, you did a superb job, MashaAllah. Well done. You have qualified to become a Baba now.
No, that's Baba Ali.
Is it Baba Ali? Okay, well, let's quickly go to him. Let's move this side now. We're going to move this side. We've got someone, a regular face, mashallah. He came to our program. Some people come and they become heroes. Mashallah, we have a hero here, Muhammad Ali Abdul Samad. What's your full name?
Muhammad Ali Samad.
Okay, how are you, Ali? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Mashallah. I've got a quiz for you.
What's the quiz?
Quiz is, why do I like to call you Baba Ali?
I don't know.
I want you to think. There's a reason behind that.
I know you should call Noman Raza Baba Noman.
Baba Noman. Okay, yeah. Then we're going to change this program from kids program to Baba program. We got two Babas in the program.
No.
Baba Noman and Baba.
I'm alright with being a Baba.
May Allah Ta'ala bless them. We're just doing it to bring a smile on their face, mashallah. We are going to be talking to them, inshallah. Today's program, although we have so many segments, we have things we're going to talk about. But because it's kids' program, like the way on Eid Day, our segments got hijacked. There was boys, there was kids here. So many kids turned up. Alhamdulillah, we had so much fun. We forgot about the segments. So you never know, today as well, we might have to sacrifice. Although Qurbani is coming later on, yeah, but we might have to start sacrificing now some of the segments. Let's see how it goes. But it's kids' program, inshallah. They're going to be performing things. So we have Muhammad Ali, mashallah, is here. Thank you for coming back. May Allah bless you. Are you ready for the day?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. You want to pass your mic to your elder brother? MashaAllah, we have Abdul Qadir here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you. Can you remember? Are you good? Have you got good memory?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to the program?
3.
Is this your third time?
Yeah.
It's his third time, MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. Are you ready for the day as well?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. We have, MashaAllah, full team here in the studio today. MashaAllah. And this studio, by the way, it's in Oldham, Greater Manchester. So we normally call this Madri Channel Studio, Manchester. Alhamdulillah. And MashaAllah, as you know, we've got MashaAllah kids here. And Brother Arkam is back here as well, inshallah. We've got a lot of topics to talk about today. So before we do anything else, are we ready for the first segment?
Yes.
Who's ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Me.
Oh, yes. We're all ready then.
Wait, but
come
before,
on then.
What before, happened? I know how we can go to two places in one.
Come on then.
So you just, so for example, you need to be in Oldham and Pakistan.
Okay.
Go to sleep in Oldham. Dream about you being in Pakistan.
Let that sink in a bit, then we'll discuss it with him afterwards. Okay, let's move to our first segment of the day, My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Alhamdulillah, in this segment, we get a chance to learn about so many things about our religion. And today, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about... Should I tell you?
Yeah. No, let's make it a quiz.
Should we make a quiz? Who wants to have a guess? What are we going to talk about today? Ali, you try first. You have to hold the mic close to your mouth.
About Eid.
About Eid? That's a close one. That's a good one, actually. We are going to talk about Eid. And there's something else as well. Come on, Abdul Qadir.
Are we also going to talk about Ramadan?
You're right. So you got two questions right.
Memories of Ramadan.
Memories of Ramadan. We're going to talk about memories of Ramadan slightly later. But we can do it mix match here as well. But Eid, so Ramadan and Eid. There's one more thing I'm missing. So Ramadan came, Eid came. Then
about getting money on Eid.
But no, we're gonna talk about that as well. But as a topic, what's the topic?
Big Eid. Eid.
The topic is, let's look at the screen. Ramadan gone. What's next? Okay, Ramadan came, it's gone. Eid. What's next? So let's quickly go to the kids first and see how was their Eid. Okay, let's start with Nomar Raza first. Nomar Raza. So what did you do on the Eid day? What time did you wake up in the morning? And can you tell us your day activities, highlights of your Eid? You came early to Fizani Medina for Eid namaz. Do you remember what time you came home, came here? Just before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means you woke up around 7 maybe?
Yeah, I remember coming around 8 o'clock.
So on Eid day, you came to read Eid namaz. Yeah, how was it? How was your experience there?
Good.
How many people were there?
I don't remember,
was it 5, 10?
Loads.
Loads of people. Okay. And what was your favorite meal? Anything you can remember?
Chicken.
Full chicken?
No.
Live?
No. I mean, I could eat it if you bring it.
It was roasted chicken? Chicken pieces?
Basically pieces, but...
Basically? What's basically? Come on.
Technically.
Well, let's kind of describe it.
So it had a bone there, and it was just meat on it, like...
So the chicken roasts?
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken pieces. Let's go to Ali now. Ali, how are you doing?
My favorite part was getting giddy.
After you said, my favorite part was waking up on Eid day.
No, it was getting
I thought you wake up every day.
Was getting easy.
Have you been to Eid Namaz before? Or was this your first time?
My first time going to Eid Namaz, I think I was 5 or 4 years old.
So 5 and 4, that's 54 years old.
No, 54
years ago.
No, 5 or 4 years old.
5 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So 5 or 4 years ago. 5 years ago, how old were you?
I was 5 years ago when I was 5, then that was my first time going to Eid Namaz.
MashaAllah. How much Eid did you get?
20 pounds.
20 pounds? Wow. That's a lot. MashaAllah. You need to make sure, you got a challenge then, make sure you keep it with you. Don't use it. By the way, the little girls have arrived now, so very soon, we're going to say bye-bye to the little boys and then we're going to have the girls taking over. So come on then, you got a few more moments left now, so say whatever you want to say. So on the Eid, I was waiting for you to say that straight after, when we did Salam, after Eid Namaz, people were meeting each other.
Yeah.
What did they say when they were meeting each other?
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. And also they were saying Eid
Mubarak,
mashallah. That's the beauty on Eid day. There's so many people who come to read Eid Namaz and they meet each other, they hug each other, they say Eid Mubarak, and it's amazing, it's a beautiful feeling. It's a moment of excitement and the whole community gets together to perform their Eid Namaz. It's so nice, so beautiful, mashallah. So how much Eid did you get?
I'm a 20 to 30, I don't know really how much.
Ooh, so Abdul Qadir got so much Eidi that he forgot to count.
I got 20 from my parents, mm-hmm. But my parents said that there was like 10 pounds in my bank account.
Ooh, mashallah. So that's 20. Sorry,
and
30 10. Plus, no, 30 plus 20, that's 50. So that means he's 50 year old. Still no. Come on then. So he's not 54 and he's not 50. Maybe he's 60. MashaAllah, as you see, we're having some fun with the kids. Alhamdulillah. Before we move to someone else, Abdul Qadir, you got the mic with you. What was your favorite food on Eid?
Favorite food on Eid?
Close. Or did you not eat on the Eid day?
What?
Did you not eat on the Eid day?
No, I did.
Come, what did you eat then? Did you eat water?
No.
So what did you eat? Water. You drink water, mashallah.
I don't remember.
You can't remember.
You ate flies.
Come on then, let's give it to... Did you say flies? You ate flies?
French fries,
okay. What was your favorite thing on the Eid day? What did you eat? Did you go meet someone? Like your family, someone like big person in your family.
So
like.
After Eid Namaz, I ate my food and no. After the program, after the Eid special program,
yeah.
After that, then I ate some food and I also ate some like sweet things.
Sweet things. We had a dessert as well.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. And what about you, Noman Raza? Anything that you can remember on the day? Oh, dessert. What was your favorite dessert?
Now I remember some stuff. We had custard. Mm-hmm. We had like this trifle-ish custard.
Okay.
We had lots of fizzy drink. chicken strips, I think that was on that day.
MashaAllah, kids love eating on Eid day. Obviously,
cheesecake.
Everyone loves eating on Eid day, don't they? Even though, no, it's not for kids.
Cheesecake as
Eid
well.
Eid is not just for kids, by the way. Even adults enjoy Eid as well. That is that they can enjoy, can't they? MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala bless all the mothers, sisters, aunties, whoever, you know, have been involved throughout the month of Ramadan, waking up early, you know, making iftari, and then on the Eid day, you know, a lot of households, they start cooking night before as well. So we should thank, you know, our families, you know, who have been busy cooking for us, making delicious food for us. So all the kids who are watching this program, make sure, you know, if you have not done this, make sure you go to your mom, auntie, you know, sisters, whoever's been cooking food for you, say thank you to them. Say Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah bless you. Do dua for them. Say thank you to them. MashaAllah. And now we do have some kids, some little girls who have joined us, inshallah. They'll be sitting here now, inshallah. And they'll be, it's girls' days. Girls, inshallah, will be coming. They'll be performing, inshallah. So before we do anything else, inshallah, we'll be waiting for them. Little girls, they just entered now. They're getting to their seats. MashaAllah, we're getting them wide up now. They're going to be sitting here, inshallah. And they're going to be talking very soon, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Should we go to Nomar Raza? You can read one or two lines of Anat.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Ya Rabb Suhe Madina, Ya Rabb Suhe Madina, Mastana Banke Jau, Shamre Do Jahaka Parwana Banke Jau, Ya Rabb Suhe Madina, Ya Rabb Suhe Madina, Mastana Banke Jau. Unki siwa kisi ki dil mein aarzu ho, unki siwa kisi ki dil mein aarzu ho, is shaan is ada ka begana banke jaun, ya rab suye madina, ya rab suye madina, mastana banke jaun.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, this was Nomar Raza reciting a beautiful kalam. We had to cut him short because it's girls today, inshallah. They're going to be performing today, inshallah. Today, we have some little girls who have joined us in the studio and we are going to have some fun, inshallah. We're going to talk about Eid. We're going to find out how these little girls been spending Eid. And the most important question, we're going to ask them, did they cook anything for Eid? That's going to be an interesting one. We're going to find out are they just like to eat? Like everyone else, they just like to eat things. Or did they actually cook anything for us as well? We're going to find out. We're going to find out, inshallah, in a bit. So we have got three girls today in the studio. Two of them, alhamdulillah, they came here in the beautiful month of Ramadan, during our Ramadan, and you want to see who they are? Come on then, let's quickly go and see who they are. Okay then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing fine as well. Can you tell us your name again?
Fatima.
Fatima, MashaAllah.
I got another question. She's Fatima too.
Oh, we got another Fatima in the studio as well. MashaAllah. So we got another Fatima who's joined us. And guess what? She's come here for the first time in our program. So let's quickly go and speak to the second Fatima here. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Good.
MashaAllah. So what's your full name?
Fatima.
Fatima, is that your full name?
Fatima Husni.
Fatima?
Husni.
Fatima Husnain. MashaAllah. And can I ask you a question? Are you ready for the quiz? Okay. Do you speak from her tongue? How come when I'm asking you, she's giving the answers? Maybe your tongue's gone on that side. Has it? Uh-oh. What are you doing, Fatima? You have two tongues. I think we'll have to check your tongue. You might have two tongues. What's going on?
No.
Oh, MashaAllah. Oh, yeah, she's got one tongue. It's been confirmed. MashaAllah. Fatima's got one tongue. May Allah bless you. MashaAllah. How are you doing?
Good.
You've been a good girl. And all three of you, MashaAllah, you got green scarves and you got white Slovak knees. It looks like all three of you were busy doing something. Where were you? Madrasa.
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. So today we're gonna talk about your madrasa as well. And you're gonna tell me what you've been learning in madrasa. Okay. And today, if any of you wants to read a naat, okay,
yeah,
you can read a naat as well, inshallah. And before we do that, we want to talk about Eid first. Let's talk about Eid first. Should we talk about Eid first? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So I've introduced you Fatima and. Fatima, we've got two Fatima as well, and there's another girl who's also in the studio as well. You can see her on the screen. We have
Amina,
the tiny baby girl, Amina. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing, Amina?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
I'm sure you're Amina Fatima. You know, I'll tell you guys, Amina Fatima. We could have three Fatima then. MashaAllah, you got beautiful names, all of you, Amina and Fatima. SubhanAllah. Did you know, all of you, did you know Amina is the name of who?
Prophet Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam
mother.
Yes. Amina is the name of the honorable mother of Sayyiduna Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. So the mother of our beloved Prophet is called Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. And does anyone know who is Fatima? I know you're Fatima, both of you. But who else is Fatima from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Let her answer it first. What do you think? From the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Should we ask her? Maybe your tongue's gone that way. Should we ask her? Okay then, hold the mic. So who is Fatima from the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
It's Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daughter's name.
Yes, mashallah, subhanallah. So all the girls who are called Amina and they call Fatima, you're so lucky, you got so blessed names, alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala bless all these little girls, mashallah. They were actually in the madrasa and we had to divert them here. We got to send a request through to the madrasa team. And mashallah, they're here now. And this is, why you're here? So we're gonna talk about Eid today.
Hmm?
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes? Come on then, who wants to start off? I want you to share some, like, how was your Eid? So all of you have to share something. You could tell me, what did you do on Eid day? And what was the best part on Eid? Maybe you got some Eid you could share with us, how much Eid you got. Or what was your favorite food? Yeah, who wants to start first? Come, put your hand up. Okay, Amina's put her hand up. Come on, Amina starts first then. Come on. Can you tell me how was your Eid? What was your favorite part on Eid day? What did you do on Eid? Other than eat. What did you do? What was your favorite food?
Pizza.
Why are you looking at your hands? I know why you're looking at your hands now. Can you all show me your hands like this? Do your hand like this? Okay. So why are you hiding your hand? Where's that gone that you had on your hand? Where's it disappeared? It was a mendi. Yeah, you had a beautiful design, all of you, mashallah. And it's all gone. I hope your neighbor ate it. Yeah. Your neighbor ate your mendi. Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
How did your mendi finish? I hope you've not been eating that. I hope you've not been licking your mendi. So, Amina, what was your favorite food? That's a good idea, isn't it? Eat all the food, eat everyone's food, then say, oh, I forgot. I didn't eat anything. What's going on? Come on then, what was your favorite? Fatima, what was your favorite food on Eid day? Can you remember?
Pizza.
You had the pizza on Eid day. And
cupcake.
Cupcake as well.
Cake.
Okay. What else? What was your favorite part though?
Ice cream.
And what about, did you cook any food? No!
My mom did.
Okay, so as you know, everyone, little girls and boys, they're still on Eid vibe. Although Eid is only one day, isn't it? Yeah. Eid al-Fitr is only one day Eid. Yeah. However, mashallah, kids enjoy that Eid sometimes a whole week. And it looks like these madrasa girls, they have an Eid month. They're going to have Eid party next week. Maybe next week, when you have the Eid party, you can bring all the food for us.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so kind of you. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. MashaAllah. We were asking you a question, weren't I? I forgot. You were going to say thank you to your mom.
It's my turn.
I want all of you, we're going to have turns, okay? She's going to say thank you to mom for cooking so much nice food on Eid day, okay? So you have to say nice and loud, okay? I put a smile on the face as well. Okay, look over there. Say,
mom, thank you for making my food.
MashaAllah, well done. And Fatima, you want to have a try now? You're going to look at the mic now. And you have to say, whoever's cooked food for you on Eid and in the month of Ramadan.
And no one cooked food.
No one cooked food, it just came from the sky. What? No one cooked food for you and it came from the sky.
No.
So how did the food just appear on the table?
I delivered it.
You delivered it. Okay then. Where did you get it from?
I got it from...
Maybe the clouds.
No.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the clouds bring some rain down. For you, it broke some food down.
No.
No, it didn't.
Rain and water.
The rain and water. So someone cooked the food for you. Yeah? So can you...
I ordered it.
You ordered food. Okay, you ordered some food from outside. Okay. Mm. So, but your mom cooks the food for you as well, don't they?
And
your
no.
family, they don't cook the food for you. Okay then. So you know. So you're trying to not say thank you to your mom. That's so kind of you. So can you look at the camera and say thank you?
Thank you, mom, for cooking for me.
Should we read something as well today?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Yeah. Who wants to go first? Oh.
No.
Okay, she goes first then. Come on then.
Then.
Okay then. So first Amina, then Fatima, and you have to say something as well. Do you want to read something today? Anything? Like you could tell us about your qaida. Do you know Surah Fatiha? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay. So we're gonna have Amina first, then Fatima, okay? Yeah, read to me what you're going to read.
It's questions.
Come on, read it. Read it then. Read the question.
Who is called the prophet? The prophet to whom Allah Wizard has sent the revelation to guidance is called the prophet. Which prophet did Allah Wizard create first? Allah Wizard created Sayyidina Adam Ali Salam first. Who is the last prophet sent to the world? The last prophet sent to the world is our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After our beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can any prophet come to the world? No prophet can come to the world after our beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Wow, that's so nice.
Who is the chief of the prophets? The chief of the prophets is our beloved prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Can everyone say MashaAllah? That was so nice. That was really good. I'm really impressed. We've got a teacher in the studio today. MashaAllah. So you taught us few things. Okay, you taught us few facts about the prophets. One, you taught us that the prophets of Allah, they come to guide everyone, to guide people towards Allah. And who is the first prophet of Allah? Prophet? Let's say on the mic, say loud, who is the first prophet of Allah?
Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam.
Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, mashallah. And who's the last prophet of Allah?
Our beloved prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes, our beloved prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the last and final prophet of Allah. And can anyone else come, another new prophet come? No. Our beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the last and final prophet of Allah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, we learn so many beautiful things. And this is what kids learn, these little girls learn at Madrasatul Madina Dawat Islami. MashaAllah, I'm really impressed. Well done, MashaAllah, that was really good. Now, can we give the mic to...
we should read this one too.
Fatima, I was going to say Baji Fatima. Come on then, Fatima.
I need to read this.
You want to read something else? Yeah. Okay, go on, tell me.
Tell the names of some of... the prophets.
Some of the names of the prophets.
Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Sayyidina Noor alayhi salam,
Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Suleiman alayhi salam, and our beloved Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, these were some of the names of the great prophets of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, that was really good. Well done, Amina. MashaAllah. Now you want to pass the mic to our Baji Fatima. You want to read the Naat as well? What's going on? Okay, then quickly. Come on.
So
everyone join in. Everyone's going to join in. Okay? Can we join you?
Muhammadan Sayyidun Kawnaini wa Faqaraini wal Fali Ghayr min Awmin Mamin Al-Jami Mawla Yasa Li wa Sallim Da'iman Aqadan ala Habibi Bika Khayrul Khalqi Kullini.
Subhanallah! That was so nice! Well done. You want to pass the mic to the next Baji now?
I want to do another Naat.
Another Naat? What's going on? She's not letting go of the mic today. Come on then. We'll cancel all our segments today. It's your day today. Okay? So all of you are going to have turns, okay? So you're going to have Fatima, you're going to have turn as well, okay? And you're going to read loud this time.
Yeah.
Come on, you have to look at the camera front of you and read nice and loud. Come on then. You did?
چمك تجھسے باتے ہیں سببان والی میرا دل بھی چمکتے والی تو زندہ ہے واللہ
تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے. MashaAllah. And which is the next Naat now?
میری الفت والی.
Come on then, read that now. Nice and loud.
میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے
Subhanallah, mashallah, that was so nice. Well done, Amina. You read so much today.
I want to read.
No, I think we have to give 10 to the next person now. Okay, you could, if we have time, then we'll come back to you again. Everyone's gonna join in. Are you gonna join in as well? Yeah, we're all gonna join in, okay? Come on then, you need to keep the mic close to you like this, okay? Should we read, what do we read before the Naat? We read Durood Sharif.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we read Durood Sharif first? Come on.
Sallallahu alayka ya
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come on then.
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد گا مولا لایا ہے کیا کیا میں یہ کہوں گی نام محمد میں یہ کہوں گی نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی کر لو وصیفہ کر لو وصیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد.
Everyone say Subhanallah. Say MashaAllah. Everyone say MashaAllah. MashaAllah. That was so nice. Well done. That was really good. You recited so wonderful there. Well done, MashaAllah. Good girl. MashaAllah. Now we have Fatima. Come on, Fatima. You have to read something as well today. It's your choice. What do you want to read? You want to read Surah Fatiha? Alhamdulillah. What about Alphabet? Alif, Ba, Ta, Ta. You know it? Can you, are you going to say it loud? But again, are you going to speak from Fatima's tongue? You're going to speak from your own? Are you going to use your own tongue this time? Oh yes, she's got a big tongue. You got a small tongue. Large tongue. She's got a large tongue. Okay then. Come on then. Read the alphabet. Alif, Ba, Ta, Ta.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Let's see how loud you can read.
Alif.
Is that loud? Is that loud?
Ta, sa, sim, ha, ho, da, za, wo, za, sin, sod, do, za,
wine,
wine, fa, kof, kaf, lam, mim, noon, wow, ha, hamza, ya.
Wow, that was really good. I want you to read that one more time. Okay, this time you have to look at that camera there. Look at the camera there, and you have to say it nice and loud this time. Okay, I want to see who's the loudest. They've had turn now, and your turn to be louder than them. Okay, are you ready for the challenge? Come on then, look over there, and then read loud.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, Sin, Ha, Ho. Da, za, wa, za, sin, sod, do, za, wine.
It's okay. Ain, ghain,
wine, fa, kof, kaf, lam, mim, noon, wav, ha, hamza, ya.
MashaAllah, that was so good. Well done, that's really brave. Such a brave girl. Masha, who wants to hear a story? You want to hear a story? Hear a story. You don't want to hear a story? You're a very interesting person. Okay then, even though she doesn't want to hear a story, we're going to teach her a story. Okay? We're going to go to... I've got a few messages. Our question at the beginning was, which month comes after the month of Ramadan? And someone said... You know the answer?
Yeah.
Okay, don't say it loud. Everyone's going to find out yet. Okay, I'm going to ask you afterwards, okay? So it says, Assalamu alaikum. Our names are Ahmed, Adia, Umme Hani. And they have given the correct answer. Well done. Muhammad Ali, you've not told us where you're from. Muhammad Ali, is it Muhammad Ali Usman from Newcastle? Please let me know. You have also got the answer correct. And now it's time for us to go towards our segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. SubhanAllah, now it's time for us to learn some beautiful facts about some great personalities of Islam. And today, because we're talking about Eid, we're on the Eid vibe, alhamdulillah. Girls are here. Little girls have joined us in the studio. And mashallah, they were performing, as you've seen. So we've not been able to cover our normal segments, but we're going to share with them a short story. Today, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. Let's find out from Brother Arkham.
Inshallah, today, we're going to learn about one close friend of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Wow. That's going to be nice, isn't it?
His name is Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Wow.
Have you heard this name before?
No.
You've not heard the name before?
She heard it before.
Amina has heard the name before. Give the mic to Amina. What do you know about Sayyiduna Umar? What have you heard? Do you know anything about him? Or you just heard the name?
Yeah.
You just heard the name. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a lot of friends. And some of those friends were really close friends, like best friends. And one of them was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The closest friend, the first caliph of Islam, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was the first one? I want you to say the names. The first one, first caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the second caliph of Islam is Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is the second caliph of Islam? Umar, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what number caliph was he? Who remembers? Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is he the first caliph?
When you speak, you need to keep the mic next to your mouth. Okay?
Who can tell me, is Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu the first caliph or the third caliph? Which number is he?
Come on, Amina, you got the mic. So Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is he the first caliph of Islam or is he the third caliph of Islam? And now we're going to find out who's been paying attention. Come give the mic to Fatima. Looks like Fatima's been paying attention, but we'll find out when she speaks. Come on then, what's the answer?
None of them.
You got it right. So which one then?
The second one.
MashaAllah.
Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the second caliph of Islam. And today we're going to talk about what he did on Eid Day. So what he did on Eid Day.
It's going to be interesting.
So what do we do on Eid Day? Eid Day is when we are happy, isn't it? We are happy. Like you had your mehndi, you showed everyone. You put mehndi on. We have nice foods. People give us Eid, they give us money. And we're happy. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let's listen what he did on Eid Day. Some people, they went to the house of Sayyidina Umar. Like we go to people's house on Eid, don't we? And people come to our house.
Yes.
Some people went to the house of Sayyidina Umar. And when they were outside, they could hear something from his house. If somebody came to our house on Eid Day, what will they hear? That we're laughing. What will they hear? Tell me.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. They will hear that. They will hear that we're having fun, won't they? Because we're playing and all our friends and cousins are there. Sayyidina Umar's house, when people came outside, they could hear him crying. On Eid Day, they could hear him. What was he doing? He was crying. And now people were thinking, why is he crying? It's Eid Day. Everyone is happy. Why is he crying? So they were worried now. Why is he crying? Yes.
Because no one came to his house.
No, people were outside his house. That's why they could hear him. So he's crying now. And then they asked him, they knocked on his door and they called him and they asked him, is the day of Eid? Why are you crying? Yes.
Because Ramadan's finished.
That could be a reason. Do you know any reason why you would be crying? Do you cry on Eid Day? No, you're happy on Eid Day. Yes. Give the mic back to Fatima.
Because he wanted to keep roses still.
He wanted to keep roses still. So they asked him, why are you crying? And he said, the day of Eid is happiness for those people who kept fast and did namaz in Ramadan, who did good things and that good actions are accepted, that Allah Almighty was happy with those people. Eid is for them people. So he was worried, are my good deeds accepted or not? That's why he was crying. So why was he crying? Because he didn't know the fasting that he did, the roze that he kept and the namaz that he read and the good actions that he did, he didn't know if Allah Almighty had accepted them or not. That's why he was crying. So he was worried, the fasting that I did I do it right and is it accepted or not? So why was he crying?
Because his namaz accepted or not.
Yeah. So the day of Eid is celebration, is a happy day for those people whose namaz and fasting is accepted. But remember, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is one of the close friends of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is one of those people, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that you're going to be in paradise. So in this world, he was told that he's going to be in paradise. He's going to go to heaven. We don't know if we're going to go to heaven or not, do we? But he knew that he was going to go to heaven. Still on the day of Eid, he was crying. That I don't know if my good deeds are accepted. He was teaching us that in Ramadan, you should do good things. You should read namaz, you should fast in Ramadan. Then on the day of Eid, you can celebrate. Then the day of Eid is a day of happiness for you. If you don't do anything good in Ramadan, then Eid is not a happy day for you because you didn't do anything good. Eid is only a happy day for those who did good in Ramadan. Yes.
The Eid day is for the people who be good and be nice, yes, and be kindness to other people.
In Ramadan, yes.
In Ramadan.
This is what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was teaching us. That on the day of Eid, that's why he was worried. Because he was worried that did we do enough good things in Ramadan or not.
So what do we learn from this story? Come on, then you tell me one thing.
That Sayyidina Umar was crying.
Yeah. Why was Sayyidina Umar crying?
He was crying because he didn't know his namaz and his roze was accepted or not.
Now you pass it to Amina. Go on, Amina. You tell me now.
I was going to say the same as Fatima.
You say it again then. So why was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu crying?
Because Umar was...
Sayyidina Umar?
Umar was crying because he didn't know his namaz or his fasting was accepted.
Here, all the kids who are watching this program, this is something very important lesson we've just learned from Brother Arkam. And the lesson is that whenever we do any good thing, so you read the Quran, you read namaz, you went to madrasa, you helped out your mom, you cleaned up, whatever good thing that we do, no, we should do it out of love and happiness, and we should do it to please Allah Ta'ala. But then after doing all the good things, then we should also think, like, is our good actions accepted in the court of Allah? Is Allah happy with those actions? And we don't know. None of us know. Ramadan has just gone past. We all celebrated Eid. We enjoyed ourselves. Well, it's a fact. We don't know if our worship of Ramadan, Allah is happy with. We don't know. And this is something we need to be concerned about. Because the real Eid is for those people for whom Allah Ta'ala is happy. If Allah is happy with those people, they deserve to celebrate Eid. Yeah, and if there are people, possibly there are people whose worships were not accepted. Yeah, and we don't know. So we should be concerned. So it's an important thing we keep in mind. It's like sometimes we should reflect. The lesson we learned today is we should reflect upon the things we do. And then we should think that what if it's not accepted? We should be concerned, not just do good things and then, you know, just carry on. But we should think about this as well. So it's like a thinking lesson. You have to think about this. MashaAllah, we got a few comments as well from our those brothers who are watching this program. Abu Bakr from Glasgow has got the answer correct. MashaAllah, well done. And we have a message from all the way from Pakistan as well. Can you believe it? Sayyid Awais Shah Sahib from Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum, dear Tawfiq bhai. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How is Shah Sahib? Are you okay? Are you well? Hope you enjoyed your Eid as well with your family. May Allah Ta'ala bless you, the happiness of Eid. And I pray that Allah Ta'ala accepts your worship, your Taraweeh Salah, your fasting of Ramadan, and the good things that you've been doing in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala accept them and give you the blessings of Ramadan throughout the year, inshallah. And also, Shah Sahib has said the transmission, this program of Isle of Islam is going very well. What does that mean? They're enjoying this program. They're enjoying our program. And they've given us an idea. Shall I share the idea with you?
Yeah.
Shah Sahib, Sayyid Ubaid Shah Sahib has given us an idea. They said we should have a segment in Isle of Islam, Islamic questions and answers between children. So like one person could be the head teacher, and the other could be a student. We could do a Q&A. What do you think? Should we do that one day? That's a good idea. Yeah, you can prepare the answers as well. That's a very good idea. I think it's a very good idea. Inshallah, we'll take that on board, inshallah, and we'll give it a try as well. And they've given a dua. Allah give you the opportunity to perform Hajj and Umrah. Jazakallah khairah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. We need your duas. May Allah Ta'ala accept these duas on your behalf and the behalf of all these people who are here in the studio as well. These girls have got their hands up. But before we do anything else, We'll have to go to the girls. We want our choice. They're going to get tired, aren't they? Come on then. Are you going to read something you said?
Second kalma shahadat.
Second kalma shahadat.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu. Allah ilaha.
Allah ilaha.
Illallahu.
Illallahu.
Wahdahu.
Wahdahu.
La sharika lahu.
La sharika lahu.
Wa ashhadu anna.
Wa ashhadu anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluh.
Wa rasuluh. Subhanallah, that was really nice. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala ala sallam. Subhanallah, you've seen these girls, mashallah, they joined us today. We had some fun, alhamdulillah, here in the studio. The girls have done really well. Just before we close, Fatima's got her hand up again. Let's quickly see what, I think she remembered what she was going to say before. Come on then.
I know who couldn't control the world.
Do you know who control? Ooh, that's an interesting question. Does anyone know who controls the whole world? Do you know it?
Yeah. Allah.
Allah. Allah Almighty controls the world. Allah is the one who created us. Allah made us. MashaAllah. Thank you to all of the little girls for joining us. I think we enjoyed it. So it was really good today. All of you did so well. May Allah bless you. Keep doing well, inshallah. Where's Fatima going? What's going on? You need to wait for a bit, okay? So now we're quickly going to go for the answer. What was the question? What was the question of the day? Which month comes after Ramadan? So which one is it? Let's quickly see what is the answer on the screen. The answer is Shawwal.
Shawwal.
Who knew the answer before? No. Who heard the month before? You've not heard of Shawwal. You heard of Shaban. Shaban comes before Ramadan. Shawwal comes after Ramadan. Okay, so Shawwal and Shaban, they're not brothers. Okay, Shaban and Shawwal, they're not brothers, they're name of Islamic months. Okay, are you gonna remember?
They look like brothers.
Who's gonna
they're remember? Not brothers, but
they're Islamic months. The name of
Islam. Their name is called Sim, but they're not brothers.
Okay, mashallah, whilst we're enjoying here, we're gonna take a leave now. Look after yourself, inshallah. Just to remind everyone, we will be back. Do watch the program every week, inshallah. Before we go, where's everyone going? What's going on? Okay, let's look at the main camera there. We're gonna look at the camera and we're all gonna say, I love Islam. Okay, Fatima. Fatima, look at me. We're gonna look over there. We're gonna say, I love Islam. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? I wanna see who says the loudest. So we're gonna say 3, 2, 1. Look over there first. Look over there. I love
Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.